Hey friend, I know in this busy world and personally in my life, it's a busy season with spring sports and dance and school and all the things. And I know that you could use a little bit more energy. So I'm going to talk today about what some of the causes are that could be stealing your energy. And then on Thursday, I'm going to be giving you some of my favorite tips to improve energy and help you have more capacity in that busy and beautiful life of yours. So let's do it. Welcome to the Happily Hormonal Podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, then you are in the right place. If you would love to have lasting energy, balanced hormones, and better periods, and you find yourself spending all of your precious time after the kids go to bed researching what to eat, what supplements to take, how to exercise, and you feel overwhelmed by all the info out there, then I've got you. Emily Chaudry is a registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner, plus mama of three little ones, and I know that hormone balance doesn't have to be hard. I'll help you balance your hormones without perfection with simple steps that actually work for busy mamas so you can feel good inside and out and be present, joyful, and confident in the beautiful life you're already living. If you're in for happy hormones, taking messy action, and seeing results without perfection, then put your hair in that mom bun, grab your toddler the seventh snack of the day, and grab yourself a bone broth hot chocolate so we can do this. So I have five low energy triggers for you today, and some of them are going to be things that you're like, okay, yeah, I could see that, I knew that, and then I have a few that are a little bit more out of the blue that may be draining your energy as well. So as always, number one for me is going to be a lack of nourishment. And what that can look like is that can look like under eating in general, which would look like potentially not eating, you know, somewhere around 1800 to 2000 or even a little bit more than that calories per day, depending on your season in life, your activity level, your metabolism, pregnancy, breastfeeding, any of those things. If you are especially under eating protein or under eating carbs, that can affect your energy as well. So let's kind of go into that. When you are not getting the adequate amount of energy into your body, or you're not getting balanced macronutrients into your body has to essentially work harder to make energy, and it can also be restricting metabolic function, essentially. And so when your body is not getting enough food, it doesn't have the ingredients that it needs to make enough energy for you. And so it's going to be essentially slowing down body processes. So that can look like slowing down digestion, slowing down thyroid function, slowing down adrenal function. Thyroid and adrenal function are going to be very key in having enough energy. So it truly is important that you are eating enough, eating the right nutrients, and eating consistently with carbs and protein and fat together so that you can not only have the fuel for a great metabolism and to make enough energy, but also that your blood sugar is balanced. And if all of that sounds a little bit like, okay, great, I've heard this concept before, but I don't actually know how to do it, that is exactly what I teach you inside of Nourish Your Hormones. It takes you about 12 weeks to get through and truly make the changes that are needed for hormone balance. And that's exactly the same amount of time that I expect to start seeing really great changes with your hormones. But it doesn't take that long to change your energy, which is beautiful. I usually see energy changes within a couple of weeks of really starting these things and really being just so clear on what nutrients are needed and how to actually get those in your day. Every single step of that is in Nourish Your Hormones. It's laid out for you. I have audio and video lessons as well as many step-by-step PDFs to make the process easy for you as possible, because I want you to be able to cut through the overwhelm, cut through all of the, you know, brain work that it takes to try to figure out what's going on with your energy, what's going on with your hormones, and just start feeling better. Because when your energy is better, your capacity is better. So all of these nourishment things that are causing your low energy are absolutely something that if that's happening for you, if you have low energy, if you're having crashes throughout the day, the Nourish Your Hormones is for you, and you will get access to all of the updates that are going to be available at the very beginning of April when you enroll now. So this is the time. You can go to the link in the show notes, or you can go to alishadrews.com/nourishyourhormones for all the details, and so you can get started. Okay, the second thing that I see a lot, this is also just as common as undereating or undernourishing, is pushing too hard / lack of capacity and saying yes to the wrong things in your life. So essentially being out of alignment with what you are spending your time on, spending your energy on. This can be a huge drain to energy. And it is something that I see happen a lot, especially as we become mothers and go through our motherhood journey. One thing that I hear women say a lot, and I've experienced this myself too, is I just want to kind of find myself again. I want to remember who I am. I want to learn who I am in this new season. And And one of my intake form questions is like, what are your hobbies? What do you enjoy? And so much of the time I get the answer, like, I don't really know. Or it's kind of that like, oh shoot, like, what do I like, when they sit down to fill that out? And it comes from a lack of having the focus and having the available time, right? In this early motherhood journey. And, you know, the more our kids grow, their needs change and they require us in different ways. And if we're not careful, we can get so caught up in motherhood, in work, in stress of daily life, that we actually do forget what fills our cup and what we have capacity for versus what we don't. When it is so popular to try to be super mom, to try to do all the things. I'm 1,000,000% guilty of this myself. This is something that I have to really pay attention to myself too. So this is coming from mostly just my own experience. But when we are out of capacity, which looks like having too much to do in too little time and really not feeling the ability to care for our bodies or care for our spirits or care for our emotions over and over and over again for weeks, months, and years, then this is going to cause a complete lack of energy in the more like emotional, mental space, but it also creates a lack of energy in the physical space. Because if we are consistently meeting everyone else's needs only and not meeting our own needs, then you will actually just not have energy, because you're not probably feeding yourself well, and probably all the other many things that I'm going to talk about when it comes to energy. When we are out of capacity, out of alignment, and saying yes to too many things and or not the right things for us in this season, that can be a huge drain to energy. So this is one of the biggest things that I would love for you to just sit with today a little bit and even pray about, is what am I saying yes to that is draining my energy? It doesn't have to be a bad thing for it to be draining your energy. And it doesn't have to be something that you let go of just because it is draining your energy, if it's completely in alignment with your purpose and your season and your values. Because, for example, my little boy is waking up at 6 a.m. and coming in my room and waking me up, or needing me to go like help them in the bathroom, or whatever, getting in a fight because they're little boys. That drains me, and that does not give me energy. But in this season, it's absolutely in alignment with my values to teach them and work with them and hopefully get them to a place where they're not, you know, waking me up at 6 every single morning, or coming in if I'm, you know, having my quiet time or whatever that looks like. So that's an example of something that maybe doesn't feel good or filling your cup, but it's in alignment for you, right? But something that may not be in alignment would be, for example, you know, what are you saying yes to socially? What are you saying yes to that feels like an obligation that maybe doesn't still align? So maybe there's a group that you are taking your kids to that felt really good at the beginning, and maybe it doesn't now. Or maybe, you know, 2 sports per kid doesn't feel as good in this season as it did last season. Things like that are things that you can pay attention to and ask yourself, like, is this the season for that? And truly, if you're in a low capacity, low energy season because of stress, because of life stressors, then asking yourself a little bit ruthlessly, like, what could just come off my plate for now? What could come off my plate for a while? What could I slow down? Whether that is ambition, whether that is getting a little bit more help around the house from whoever, you know, someone that you hire, or your kids, or your husband, or, you know, whatever that looks like. I think that sometimes we forget that we can have a season of pause, that we can have a season of slower, and maybe it's still like 90 miles an hour, but it's not 100, right? So thinking about how you can personalize that to you is really important. But if you feel, again, like a season of low energy, a season of out of alignment, it's not necessarily the time to just hit the gas and push harder, even though sometimes that feels like the answer to me. But what I find is that when my tank is running low, it's not the time to just completely burn it out. It's the time to try to pull back and refuel a little bit. So I know that that message is needed for me, and I know that there are others as well. But just thinking about that, if you're feeling constantly tired, overwhelmed, then what could you just pull back on a little bit, whether that's in this spring season or in the summer? What would feel really good, and what would help fill up your cup with energy emotionally, physically, and mentally? Okay, number three, low energy trigger is going to be a little bit obvious, but it's a lack of sleep. So did you know that if you don't sleep enough, you're not going to have enough energy? Super obvious, right? Also, are you sleeping enough? That's the question that I want you to ask yourself. Are you getting 8+ hours of sleep almost every night of the week? Are you going to bed like 10 p.m. or earlier? Ideally, you're going to get the best rest and the most effective rest before midnight. You're going to get the most benefit from that. Are you staying asleep well? Are you getting up in the morning feeling rested? Or are you just burning the candle at both ends? And if this feels triggering to you, if you have little tiny babies, I fully understand. I have been in those seasons too. And it's just a question of what can I do about it, right? Like, what's realistic? So if you have little tiny babies, then trying to just get some more rest during the day can be helpful, or not expecting yourself to have a perfectly clean house, or, you know, having someone come over so you can take a nap every once in a while. Things like that are completely reasonable, and asking for help in that season can be so helpful. If you're in a season where your kids are sleeping through the night, but you are just wearing yourself out, going too hard, and or burned out from daily life and scrolling social media, watching shows too late at night, then asking yourself again, like, where can I fill my cup in a way that's actually going to serve me versus these habits that are not serving me and are keeping me tired and keeping me worn out is really, really helpful. So maybe that just looks like turning your phone off an hour or two before bed, getting some, like, thinking of a nighttime routine that's going to be more relaxing, stretching, reading, talking to your husband, something like that, instead of having screens. Those things are going to make a huge difference in your energy. Okay, number four is lack of movement. This one is also a little bit obvious, but also, are you doing it? So if you are not getting some movement throughout your day, I love to use getting steps as an option, because 8,000 to 10,000 steps is a really great number to be getting. And if you are getting those steps, you might have to, it depends on your daily life, but you might have to try a little bit to get those steps. You might have to be a little bit intentional, which I think is a great thing. Or are you getting, you know, somewhere around 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week ish of some moderate intensity exercise? Those things are going to really help your energy. If you are not in a season of complete burnout and you're not, you know, this comes after feeding yourself well and getting sleep. It doesn't come first. So thinking about where are you in your season, and if you're in a burnout season, then walking is a great option versus trying to work out hard. If you're working out too hard, that could be actually triggering low energy as well. So getting to back to that moderate state, considering the other factors, is really, really important. And then number five is your circadian rhythm. How is your circadian rhythm being nurtured, essentially? Are you getting sunlight in your eyes right away in the morning, around sunrise, a lot of the time. This can be, it can be through a window, but ideally it's actually not through a window. So as it is getting warmer most places, I would highly encourage you to start incorporating that into your routine. Getting some sunlight right away in the morning, and you can do this in so many different ways, but no windows, no glasses, no contacts is going to be most ideal. Even if it's 5 minutes, it will make a difference for your energy and support your circadian rhythm so that maybe you are a little bit more ready to wind down around bedtime. Getting sunshine in your eyes around sunset is really helpful too. You can use that to, you know, connect with your family. You can be outside, obviously. You can get some movement in at that time. Like, you can incorporate this with other factors, but it really makes a difference in your energy if you can get kind of that morning and evening sunlight, get some midday sunlight, essentially just get outside as much as you can. That's going to boost energy incredibly. And then I'm going to throw in a quick bonus reason for low energy because I can't help myself, and also I thought of it as I was talking, but lots of screen time and lots of distraction is going to drain your mental capacity, which can feel like low mental energy, low social energy. So limiting screen time wherever you can, especially if this just hits you in the gut and you're like, yep, that's me, too much screen time, too much distraction, then really just thinking about how can you limit that? Where can you put your phone away to break some of those habits? What apps can you take off your phone? Those type of things can make a huge difference in you feeling more present, more grounded, and having energy for the space that you're actually in this moment. So on Thursday, I'm going to come back with an episode to give you some of my favorite ways to increase energy. It's not going to be totally just exactly the opposite of what I talked about draining your energy. I have some really fun tips and tricks to help support energy, and so I can't wait to see you in that episode. Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with me today. If you had as much fun with this episode as I did, make sure to share it with one or three of your besties and leave a rating and review so that more and more women can find this podcast and have happy hormones. And when you're ready to have pain-free periods, no more PMS, and energy and capacity to live the life you really want to live, and it's time to join us in Nourish Your Hormones. I can't wait to see you in there and help you have balanced hormones all month long. See you next time.